Good morning, Chodesh Tov, Masechet Bechorot, Daf Yud Chet Chai. So we quickly run back on Yud Zayim or Bet yesterday. So we had the brighter, we were asking the question, we're trying to work out whether we've got Tzimtzum or not Tzimtzum. Can we be exact in our measurement or not? What a brighter, we said, Nimtza Mechuan Ben Shtei Ariot Shtei Hen Mevot Shtei Galot. This is basically the Eglar Ufar, when the dead body is found. And you've got equal distance between two cities. But they both bring an agla, each one of them. Right? And why? My telling would love me should make some. So we see that obviously because we assume that bidei adam efshar letzamtzem ukrova vafidu krovot. And therefore we say that the pasuk mentions in it krovot, or even the pasuk maybe doesn't mention it, but we say that ira krova, right? So we mean even the closest city or the closest cities. And therefore, we've got two cities, and we're able to establish exactly the distances. And therefore, there's proof that we are bidei adam efshar and so we can, and that's why you bring two eglot. The Gemara says no. Rabbi Eliezer savar lak Rabbi Yossi Haglili, right? Rabbi really holds like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And what does it mean? Basically, holds like Rabbi Haglili. I mean, we had Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Where did we have Rabbi Yossi Haglili? At the very beginning of our Gemara, we had Rabbi Yossi Haglili in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Haglili was the one that said Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that none of them go to the Kohen because we need Zacharim. And Chachamim say, Eif Shalit Samtzayim. We had Rachel Shlo Bichra, Vialdesh Drat. Rabbi Yossi says that you can Mitzamtzayim. Remember, because the Mishnah said, Rachel Shelo Bichra. It's important to do this Mishnah again, because at the end of the Gemara, we're going to come right back to this Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Rachel Shelo Bichra. We got one sheep, lamb, whatever you call it, Shelo, but it hadn't yet had given a child. V'yalde shnei zacharim, and gave birth to two males. V'yatzu shnei rashankach, and they were both born at the same time. Rabbi Yossi Haglili omer shnei hen la kohen, shnei mar ha-zacharim la-Hashem. Because he says zacharim la-Hashem, ha-chamim omerim e-efshar le-tzamtzayim. Right? So therefore we see that the machlok between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Chachamim are not connected. Because Rabbi Yossi says ha-zacharim la-Hashem, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, the pasuk tells us both males to Hashem, and Chachamim say e-efshar le-tzamtzayim. Rabbi Yossi Haglili does not say e-efshar le-tzamtzayim. He's got a limud of Zacharim.
Or indirectly he's saying that.
Right? No, but the Torah says, the Torah that we brought the Pasuk, the Torah said, Va'avarta kol peter rechim l'ashem, v'chol peter shegeh b'hem asher yelecha, ha-zacharim l'ashem. The Torah is telling us, if two are born together, both go to Hashem.
Even if one came out
first. Doesn't mean we don't have to have Tzimtzum, contrary to Yosef Lili, by the
statement. If one came out first.
If they were born together. If one came out first, they're not born together.
They're born at
the same time. Actually, two heads. Like the Mishnah's case of the Mishnah. What was the case in the Mishnah? The Mishnah was v'yalda shnei zacharim. It was in one birth. You know what they maybe they cover one after the other. Mm-hmm. In one birth, she had two males, and therefore they both are zacharim, and therefore they go to the shin. So now at the end over here, so we try to bring this brighter to prove that it's tzimtzum or isn't tzimtzum. The Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer must be Tzimtzum because we're assuming that the Machloket Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer is there Tzimtzum, isn't there Tzimtzum? The Gemara says, no, you can't prove anything here. Rabbi Eliezer Tzavar lak Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Eliezer Da'amar Efshar Tzadir Shamayim. So he says there the fact that, I know I'm sort of like backtracking a little bit now, but the fact that we say Zacharim LaShem means that B'dei Shamayim is Tzimtzum because otherwise, so maybe they've been born together at the same time, now that I think about it.
That's what it has to be.
They've been born at the same time. Right? They've been born at the same time. Right? Yaakov and Esav's story, because the one stuck his hand out first, and the other one, he's Akev first, and he pulled it back in. The other one was born. They were born at the same time.
Yeah, that's
right. So we're not talking about, we're born at the same time. Right? So Yosef Haglili, who says that because the Pasuk says, Zacharim LaHashem, right? Therefore, we're saying that it's Efshat Sidu Shamayim, and if it's B'dei Shamayim, Kol Shekein B'dei Adam. Therefore, we're saying, if it can be done by Shemayim, it can be done by the Adam. Right? Pocket of Mati. Right? The Adam. Chodesh Tov. So basically, the Retro Rashi says, Rabbanas. Now, our whole question arrives is now basically what's going on. right? Because we've got a proof with regards to Rabbi Eliezer, why he says what he says. We've still got a question on Rabbanan. Rabbanan say, Efshar Litzamtzem. So basically, we can, in the end of the day, bring this machloke down to Efshar or Efshar Litzamtzem, right? And that's what the Gemara says, Neime Kitnai. Let's say that this machloket, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Rabbi Eliezer, and Chachamim, is really a machloket Tanai, right? And which machloketam? Is it machloketam in this sugya which we spoke about? We said, Nimtze Mechumran Bein Shtei Ayarot. We've got this animal, this person, sorry, that's killed between the equal distance between two cities. Lo Hayu Orfin. So Chachamim say, we don't do anything. Don't do anything. Why? Because we can't. Right? We don't do anything. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Shtei Hen Meviot Shtei Agalot, Shtei Eglot. Rabbi Lezer says, thank you, that they both eat, that they both bring, they each bring an Egla. Why? Because we are so fast. The Gemara says, my love, b'hak, isn't this the machloket? The Tanakama Savar Eif Shalit Samtzeim. The Tanakama says they don't bring anything because we call them the Tzamtzeim if we aren't sure exactly which one is which. Right? Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Ef Shalit Samtzeim. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you are able to Mitzamtzeim. And look at Rashi there, Ukrova Afilu Krovot. And therefore, we've got the closest, even they're both closest to most of it. Is right. What do you think? You possible to Iksavar Tanakama, Ef Shalit Samtzeim. If Tanakama says, if Asvarie, if we try to make this machloket a machloket of Tzimtzum, then Rabbi Savar Tanakama that says, Ef Shalit Samtzeim, that you aren't able to be exact, am I Loha you Orfim? Why aren't they kidding this egla? Yaviu eglachat b'shutfut v'yitnu. So now we're not sure. So what do you say? You make a t'nai. And Rashi says it. Rashi says they actually uses the word t'nai. Where's Rashi? Shtagalot. Look at Rashi there. My have Allah. Sorry. Shlod Samtzeim. V'yitnu. We said that. Okay. V'yatnu. V'yatnu. That's it. V'yatnu. Is that the word v'yatnu? Okay. Because Rashi says, I couldn't find the word. Where's the word? No. V'yatnu. Okay. Thank you. V'yatnu. Exactly. They make it t'nai. Right? Let's say, what's the t'nai? If I'm the closer one, the egla is mine. If I'm the closer one, the egla is mine. But at least bring an egla. If you aren't able to Mitzamtzeim. When you aren't able to Mitzamtzeim, say the one is definitely closer than the other. That's the bottom line. So one should bring it. Right, ella lahani t'nai. So the Gemara says no. Right, this is what the t'nai is. What the kula am efshalat samtzeim. This is the machloket between them. Everybody agrees efshalat samtzeim that you can mitzamtzeim. Vahacha, and what's this argument in this bright here between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim over here? Bekrova velo krovot kemiflige. When we say the pasuk says krova laira krova, do we say krovot? Do we say even if they're both cities? Or is it only the closest city? If there's more than one, then none of them bring it. Right? The Tanakama Sabar Krova Velo Krovot. Tanakama says, therefore, we only have one city can be close. If they aren't, if there isn't one city that's closer, nobody brings it. Rabbi Eliezer Savar Krova Vafilu Krovot. That's the bottom line. Therefore, Machlok is not about Tzimtzum, and we can carry on. So the Gemara said, what was the outcome of that Machloket? What happened there? Right now, Rashi stresses the point. Ma have ala alibed Rabbanan. Remember, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's quite simple. Rabbi Eliezer, we said, hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Efshar Litzamtzeim. Therefore, we've got no problem with Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, bring two. Efshar Litzamtzeim. He holds Krova and Krovot. And therefore, his problem is solved. Our big question with regards to Chachamim. Why do Rabbanan say that you don't bring anything? Right? And how do we solve from this? This is the most question with regards to Rabbanan. Nothing. You don't do anything. Right? So Gemara says, my have Allah. Bottom line, what's the outcome with regards to Rabbanan? Rabbi Abraham. Tanei says, we learned in a brighter. Nimtza mechuvan ben shtei ayarot. Rabbi Lezor me shtei hen meviot shtei agalot. Agalot. V'chacham imomri yaviyu egla achat b'shutfut v'yitnu. See that? We said, if that's the case, then Chacham should bring one and make it tonight. The Gemara says, anachinami, that's the maskana. Bottom line is that they do bring one egla between them, right, and they make it tonight. So the Gemara says, my kesavir Rabbanan. So what is the Rabbanan svara behind this? If their svari is that we say we're trying to understand now what is behind the decision of Rabbanan that in the end they do bring one and they make it tonight. See, if it's because Efshal at some time that we say that they can measure exactly, and Krova, even Krova, two cities, so then basically they're back to Rabbi Eliezer, right? So then the Gemara's conclusion is pretty simple. Lighty Tartar, they should bring two. Why don't they bring one? They should bring two, right? Look at Rashi, Lighty Tartar, the Lo Mati Ratnuye, the Hash, they in Shavuot. They can't make it nine between each side because they're both equidistant. Could we say Efshal at some time? The e krova velo krovot, and if they say no, we are able to mitzamtze, but we don't hold of krova velo krovot. Now I'm not sure now, but e krova, whether it's e krova, they hold of e krova velo krovot, they don't hold of mitzamtze. Ever you know, afilu achade lo lighted, and they can't even bring one because they can't make a tnai. Because even if they hold, now I'm confused. Is it the e krovav lo krovot? Mike Samarabanan. If they hold, if so now, if they hold krovav lo krovot, but they say you can't mitzamtzeim. So now we agree that both cities should bring. You can't make a tnai. Because you can only make a tnai when one city has to bring. Then you say either it's yours or it's mine. We're bringing one. But if both cities have to bring, if we're saying that both cities have to bring, and we aren't sure now which city is closer, only one city is chayiv. So I don't understand even why they're. So therefore, we conclude that Rabbanan, in the end of the day, say efshal letzamtzeim. I think it's the other way around. Like I said, that they say efshal letzamtzeim, but I don't know. So bottom line is going to say efshal letzamtzeim hilchach matzul atnuye. Therefore, they can make a tnai, and they hold off krovav lo krovot. But they are, if they come at some time, so we're not sure which is the closer one, and therefore they bring it and they make a tnai. That's the bottom line. So this maskana is different from what we learned early on. The maskana will be that they do bring one and they make a tnai because we could go to catch each one might be chayv to bring it. We aren't able to make some time, so we're not sure which is the closer city, and therefore that is the bottom line. Okay. No. Not straightforward. No, if it's Efshal Tzamtzeim, I understand. That's not a problem for me. The problem is understanding the previous Malach in the Gemara. When the Gemara said over there, the I krova lo krovot.
The lo krovot?
Ah, okay, so it's different to what I thought. Okay, well, one second. Okay, it's different. Okay, so I thought it. So the I krova, now if Chachamim only hold krova, the lo krovot, it was there's never a stage where both have to bring. That's why we say afilu chale lo laiti, right? Because they say that efshal letzamtzeim, and only one has to bring. Right? So the Gemara says no. Shema mina k'sar rabbi efshal letzamtzeim. So what does it mean efshal letzamtzeim? That's what Rashi says in the end. We say efshal letzamtzeim. They hold karov. Therefore, bring one and make a tnai. Okay, that's it. That's it. Okay. Now, we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, there's a machloket there, who gets what? We're still talking about our previous Mishnah, which we learned the other day, where there was one woman, what do you call it? Rachel. What's that? A lamb. A ewe. A ewe doesn't sound like a ewe. A ewe sounds like a ewe. I can't say a ewe. A sheep. Call it a sheep. Okay, a sheep. A sheep, right? A sheep that hasn't yet given birth, and therefore the birth is a bechor, and they had two at the same time. Rabbi Tarfon said that the Kohen chooses the nicest one. Rabbi Akiva says, no, on the contrary, he gets the weaker one. Remember that?
Yeah.
Etc. So now, the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, HaKohen Borei Lo Teyafeh. My time, Rabbi Tarfon. What's Rabbi Tarfon's Svara? The Gemara says, Kesavar, Hahu Debari Nafak Bereisha. What's going to be? He assumes that the healthiest one came out first. Mm-hmm. Right? That the healthier one came out first. So it says, Hahu Debari Nafak Bereisha. Rashi says, Demirov Briuto Kadam Etachiv. Because he's so much healthy, he's able to beat his brother out of it. But I'll be very honest with you. Well, then Yaakov came out. Yaakov came out first. So he said, bounced him back in, maybe.
That was
parrots. Well, where were they stuck the thing around the leg?
Parrots. That was with parrots.
They might confused altogether there. When you put the red thing around their thing, well, that was your parrots. Parrots. Okay, shkoch. Okay, but let me ask you a question. What I don't understand here is, if the svara is of Rabbi Tarfon, that the healthier one comes out first, then why do we say that we choose the better one? Say he gets the first one. Shouldn't that be right?
Yeah.
If Rabbi Tarfon's svara is, because Rabbi Tarfon doesn't say he gets the better one, gets the first one. Rabbi Tarfon says, a kohen bore lo et hayafe. He chooses the nicer one. That means that the first one or the second one could be the nicer one. But then why don't we say get the first one? That's a question. I'm not even going to answer. I've got a question. Because the Gemara seems to say, my time, Rabbi Tarfon, kasavar ahud debari nafak bereisha. So then Rabbi Tarfon should say, he gets the first one.
Yeah,
but both come out the same time.
But we say that we don't know, that we don't, they can't both come out together.
He's saying if he chooses the better one, I got it. He's saying because they both come at the same time, one of them is a bechor, how do we know which is the bechor, the better one? Aha, I got it. Okay, now I've got it. Okay, thank you. Okay, troubling me. Okay, so now, Rabbi Akiva Omer Meshamnin, right? What Meshamnin mean? I can see from the fatter one it sounds like. So, and we understood in the Gemara, it says, Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Ava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, HaKohen Notel Kchusha, takes the weaker one, right? Takes the weaker one. And right, look at Rashi, look at Rabbi Akiva, right? Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Ava, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chia Bar Ava says, Rabbi Yochanan, V'ha'anan Meshamnin Benehent. Now, we learned that he takes the Meshamnin, meaning the fatter one. Look at Rashi, the Mashma, Masha Yafeh, Hashuman Mechaveiro. The Bach changes it to Ashuman Michaber, the fat one of his friend. But look at this interesting one. Look how Rashi explains it. Not 100% like I just read it. If the Mashma Masha Yafeh, he takes the better one. Hashuman Michaveiro, V'otan Damim Yachloku. See what Rashi says there? Rashi throws a complete span into the works. He says, no, it's not the Shamin, the better one, like because then there's no difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says he takes the better one. Rabbi Akiva takes the Shamin, takes the fatter one. He says, no. You take the two, he chooses the weaker one. And then now the fat, it was the fat difference between the first and the second. Let's say the one's got 10% fat on it, like a 10, and one's got 30% fat. And the 20% fat now, that's over and above the 10%, that was not the fat, but I said the fatter one, right? He's 20% fatter than this one. We take the 20% difference between that one, the coin gets the weaker one, and they take the value of the 20% of the fat and they split it. They end up getting an average, but the Kohen gets the weaker animal, but the money making up the balance of the second one. That's if I understand Rashi correctly. Says, yeah, the Mashma Masha Yafeh gets the better one. And Hashuman Mechaveiro V'otan Damim Yachloku. They seem to split up the money. She says like this. Amalei Reb Chia Bar Abba Nelo Tzavana Shman Yibdan Amalei Adda Achla. So he says, but what's going on over here? He says, V'ha'anan Meshamnin Benayin. Now, we understood that it was like I explained it now. That it doesn't get the weaker one. He actually gets the one, but they split the money. He says like this, Rabbi. So he says to him like this. So Rabbi Chia Bar Abba answers Rabbi Yochanan. He says, "Vaha anan meshamnim benin." So Rabbi Yochanan answers him. He says, "Ad achalt kafnaita bebavel, while you were busy eating." Look at him. Look at Rashi. "Ad achalt kafnaita bebavel, beod shayita ochel tamarim bebavel, while you were busy eating dates in Bavel, umaden atzmacha, and making yourself all nice and pretty, right?" Targimna Misefer, we explained it over here. I says, Lahai Milta Rabbi Akiva, Diakele Bezer. We put it from the end of the Sefer, right? We says, what? Diktani Sefer. What does the end of the Mishnah say? Meit Echad Mehen, if they die, one of them dies. Rabbi Tarfon Menachloku, Rabbi Tarfon says, you split the remaining one. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hamot Mechavar Avaraya. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the coin gets nothing. Why? Because he's got to come and prove that the Bechor that's alive is his. And we would have thought, like you want to explain, that they actually split that better part, right? If they argue over there when they're alive, they should also argue. What does it mean? He says basically the fat of the shuma, look at Rashi, the difference. And basically then he can't get it because the fatter is the difference. And the Kohen says to the Rishal says to the Kohen, prove to me that the Bechor is the bet when you take it. Otherwise he gets it. So what's the bottom line? Yeah. So Rabbi Akiva said, "Rama Chalkin." Right. They're basically the Kohen gets the weaker one. We thought that it was, and you're Anachinami. There is an argument on the fact, the difference, but the Kohen has to prove that he's got the rights to it. Then the right therefore is Rama. Because I'm Motzi Chavala Varaya. Because Yadov Tachtona, Ala Tachtona. Okay. Now, the Hashani, we said over there, back in the Mishnah. We said, Rabbi Akiva said, "Omer Meshtamni Benem Vashayni Yirei Ad Shistev." But nonetheless, right, the one that the Yisrael gets, he can't eat without a mum. He has to go out and pasture, get a mum. Vashayni Yirei Ad Shistev V'Chayev B'Matanot. And Rabbi Akiva says, "Nichayev B'Matanot," because they're fully fledged chulin, so they give matanot. Rabbi Yossi Potter from the Maravis says, "You aren't chayev B'Matanot." The Rabbi says, "My time to be made." Now it's interesting that Gemara says, "My time with Rabbi Meir." We didn't see Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. Did you see any Mishnah? Anybody? In the Mishnah, Rachel Shlo Bichra, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Chamim say, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yossi. Where does Rabbi Meir? So Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Diktani stamed the matnitin chayev b'matanot. The stam of the Mishnah says you chayev. So who's stam Mishnah? Rabbi Meir. Therefore, it's Rabbi Meir. Interesting, eh?
Stam Mishnah means that there's no one.
That's how I usually understood. That's how Rashi has to tell us that. You're right. Steve's right. Normally we say stam Mishnah when there's nobody mentioned. Then the stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. But when there's a machlok, it could be anybody. We always say man tana. Who's the Mishnah of our, who's the tana of our Mishnah? Right? We don't assume automatically it's Rabbi Meir. We say, Ma'an Tana. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? And then we could say, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yuda. Here, the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Rashi puts in sort of way, understood that Rabbi Meir was the Tana of the Mishnah. So, Ma'an Tana, Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's reason? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Hoyel v'Kohen ba'alav mishnei tzadim. Right? We've got a case of Mimanaf Shachya. Rabbi Meir says, why does Rabbi Meir say, right, that he is that he's chayiv in the matanot, right? Because the coin comes from both sides. The Amar says like this: Ibechoru, if they're both, if this one, the other one that you're keeping is a bechor, so then the kula didi who is actually mine. Well, they're two born, right? We said over here now, according to Rabbi Akiva, that. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Look at Rabbi Akiva, Meshavni Beinem, Vashayni Yirei Ad Shistev, and then we said V'chayev, right? Right? V'chayev b'matanot, right? This is not long, Rabbi Akiva. V'chayev matanot, new aloch, v'chayev matanot, Rabbi Yossi Potter. So why you have a matanot? There are two. I got the one, you got the other. The Kohen says to me, mate, there's a chance that that's actually a bechor. If it's a bechor, then the whole animal is mine, not just the matanot. So the least you can do is give me the matanot, right? Okay. That's what he said, right? On the one hand. Ilo bechoru, and if it's not a bechor, then I'm definitely entitled to the matanot. Havli, matanot minay, give me the matanot. So mimah nafshach, the matanot oman. If it's a bechor, the whole animal's mine, including the matanot. If it's not a bechor, then it's the matanot oman. So every you look at it, the matanot oman. So now, why does Rabbi Yossi patur, poter him? Rabbi Yossi, my timer, Amarava, Rabbi Yossi is like this. Asu she'eno zoche kezoche. We'll see what it means in a second. Rabbi Yossi says, even though the Kohen wasn't zoche, it says if he was zoche, what does it mean? Va'af agav, de lo matel liade, even though he never actually got it in the end of the day, command de matel liade, it's if he got it. Ve'zavne di Yisrael b'mumein, he's holding back to the Israel. What's going on over here? Look at Rashi. Skip the Rashi's down to there. He says, he never got this particular Kohen, Korban, he got the other one. Never ever arrived in his hands ever. asauhu keilu zachabo. It's if he got it. Hoyu mikara have shaykhe be yad kohen. The kohen had some shaykhes to it. Therefore, he was zochet to it by having some connection. How was his connection? The shema did they need him? Maybe it's his. So therefore, shavua rabbanan command the latter lidei rishum bechora. We're saying, you know what? You got it. You actually, why haven't you? Why have you got the other one? This might have been a bechor. We gave it to you. Right? V'zavin le Yisrael b'mumei. V'hada shakle le'ida chilufei. We did a barter. You sold it to me. On Krishna ate it in the mum. Got it right? And you took the other one in its place. So actually, you know, either way that you got could have been, the other one could have been yours, but you opted to switch it for this one. So if I gave you the bigger one and you bought it back from the smaller one, u'bechor shemachru kohen Yisrael, and now there's a halacha. If a kohen sells a Yisrael, his bechor, he's allowed to do that, right? A kohen, I'm giving bechor my bechor, and he can decide, let's say there's not one part, there are three people involved in a relationship. There's Steve's a kohen and me, Edna. I give Steve my bechor. Steve said, what I want to do with bechor? Ed says, I actually have got a big party coming up. I'll buy your bechor. He buys the bechor. He decides, I'm not going to shift it in the meantime. I'm going to keep it. I've changed my mind. That bechor goes and has a baby. It's patra bechor because it was bought from a kohen. becomes chulin, but patra from a bechor. The itkish tziv ay, we learned that the other day. Because the itkish tziv ay, it becomes chulin. We learned that. So what's going on over here? Says Rabbi Yossi, really, this bechor that you've got, I've got two of them. I gave you the smaller one, the weaker one. You coming to me, you're saying, the bigger one could be mine. Is if I gave you the bigger one and I bought it back from you with the smaller one, and therefore, since I bought it back from you, I'm now apart from Bechor, if I don't have to give matanot or anything to the animal, to the koi. Right? That's what he says. The commander matli dev zavin yisrael mumei amar zeh ha-korat. So that's basically Rabbi Yossi. Right, it's part from the matanot, not from bechor. I think it's part from bechor as well, but it's only part from matanot. So therefore, I don't have to give you the matanot. So I'm Rabbi Lazar. Hakol modim. Now, when we say hakol, we saw this yesterday, right? Hakol means in this machlok Rabbiya between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Kol modim besafek bechor she'ein chalifin biyad kohen shechay matanot. Everyone agrees, however. Rabbi Yossi even, who says that with a bechor like that, you are patur from matanot, but even Rabbi Yossi will agree that if you've got a safek bechor, what's a safek bechor? Look at Rashi over here. Besafek bechor, shelo natal klum tachtav, go on, Nikhtari Matir, we saw early on, a zachar unakai, remember, if that same, Rachel, gave birth to a zachar and a nakaiva, a boy and a girl, a female and a male, there the kohen got nothing. Remember?
Okay.
Why? Because the kohen can prove to me that the first one born was actually a zachar. Maybe it was in a kaiva born. Therefore, there the kohen got nothing. In a case like this, in a safek bechor, everybody agrees that you chayev in matanot. That the animal, the owner, kept them both to him. There, you got to give matanot, right? So now the question is, here, what happened over here? Here, the kohen got at least one animal, right? You with me? In our case, we talk about over here, there were two zacharim, the kohen got one. Yeah. We're talking about the other one that's kept back. Rabbi Yossi says, you patch for matanot. But where you only got, where the kohen got nothing, Rabbi Yossi will say, there you are chayvin matanot. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you can't say to the kohen, you can't say, like we just explained now a second ago, that there was this barter and I bought back from the coin, if it was part from matanot. Because the coin got nothing to buy from me, the one I kept, with me? Yeah. When the coin's got one in his hand, you can say, you bought back this one I paid you for that one and bought back this one. Right, but there's nothing that changes. Right. The Gemara says, "Hakom modi man." Who's Hakom modi? Rabbi Yossi Pshita. Rabbi Yossi, it's Pashut Rabbi Yossi. Then he says, "Yes." Why? Ad kan lo pat Rabbi Yossi hatam el dechalim biad kohen dasush lezochek zoche. Like I just explained, obviously there he said you patur because you had bought it back. Aval here ain chalim biad kohen lo, but here there's no kohen they had anything in his hand to do an exchange, so it wouldn't be. So why would we think that Rabbi Yossi would have said that you are patur? That we have to say that even akol modim. So we says my daughter, what would we have thought? Time with Rabbi Yossi. What was Rabbi Yossi's svara? The kesavar the e mechayevet lebe matanot. If we would say in a case like this, where you got a boy and a girl born, and I never got to coin anything, and I make him chayvin matanot, who's chayvin matanot? Chulin. Only chulin chayvin matanot. Now, is this animal that we're keeping back a fully fledged chulin? No, it's a safek bechor. Agreed? Mm-hmm. Right? So we would, if we had said you chayvin matanot, the havamina was, if Rabbi Yossi would have said you chayvin matanot, it means it's a fully fledged chulin. If you were now treating a fully fledged chulin, then you'd go all the way. And what would you do? Ati lady day gizav avoda. You'd come and you'd shear it, and you'd take its wool, and you'd make it work, but it's not allowed to, because it's safek bechor bechor. Right, therefore, afagalichim yad kohen kamash v'lam. We say no. In spite of all of that, mechayev b'matanot. He doesn't worry about that chashash, and he says you are still chayev in matanot. Okay. That's why we had to learn a kol modim. Is that clear? What? Because it's safek bechor. Right. So the Gemara says, "Umi matzit amar tachi." And could you actually have said that? Look at Rashi. The time Rabbi Yossi mishum gizav avodahu. That Rabbi Yossi's reason would have been that he says it's asur because of gizav avodah. Is that a fair assumption that Rabbi Yossi would think that? Vahat tani seifa. But don't we learn in the seifa at the end? Shaya Rabbi Yossi omer. Rabbi Yossi said, "Kol shechalifav beyad kohen patur min hamatanot." Rabbi Yossi says that anything where Khalifa biyad kohen is patur batar. Rabbi Meir mechayev, Rabbi Meir says you chayev. So what's the deal? Khalifin biyad kohen in, and Khalifin biyad kohen lo. It's obvious that we wouldn't have come to that assumption. Rabbi Meir said, when are you patur? Only when it's Khalifin. Khalifin you patur. No, Khalifin you're not patur. So why would we have a having it? Rabbi Yossi would say you patur. Right? The question is, my entertainment? No, the question is like that. Rabbi Yossi. You need to look at the Mishnah Shasa, the Shita Mekubetzet. He adds in here what's missing from this Gemara. Ma'alu Taimer, Rabbi Yossi, the very first Shita Mekubetzet. So what would really we have thought? So that what we're saying is not necessarily because of Gizav Avoda. What was that Havamin here? Why would we think Rabbi Yossi would say you patur, even with a Safek Bechor? Rabbi Yossi, Afa gav the Ein Khalifin, Nami patur, they still be patur, even there wasn't Khalifin, the coin, everything in his hands. Why? Vaha diktani the Khalifav lidvarav. Rabbi Meir Kamalei. Rabbi Yossi is actually talking about Rabbi Meir, not about himself. Rabbi Meir was the one who said Chayev. Rabbi Yossi said like this, Ledidi, as far as I'm concerned, Afilu Ein Khalifin Biyad Kohen, right? The Shita adds, Ein Khalifav Biyad Kohen Nami Patirna. Even if he hasn't got a I say he's Patur. Right? Khalifin biyad kohen patirna. De'im chayev de matanot, because if you would say that you have matanot, at le'eli de'a gizav avoda, so therefore it's pashut, aval le'didach, so sorry, he is saying still because of avoda, but he's saying not me. It's pashut that you patur, but le'didach, you, Rabbi Meir, who say, in the other case, when we argued previously, right, that you said he's chayev, at least here, agree with me, that heched the chalif miyad kohen, where the chalifim, where there was a trade, the asur shel zoche kezoche, right? They agree with me that you should be patur. V'amale erat, and on that, Rabbi Meir said no. So Rabbi Meir, yeah, when Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, when Rabbi Meir said, ein chalif miyad kohen, Rabbi Yossi said patur, and Rabbi Meir said chayiv, it wasn't that Rabbi Meir was speaking about the case of a safek b'chor b'chor like a boy and a girl. Because that's pashut, Rabbi Yossi, that it's patur. Because he's only mechayev you, he says he's patur in the chalifin, right? In chalifin.
That's
chaya. I don't know what's happening this morning, but I can't get my head around this now.
So
What did Rabbi Yossi say?
One second.
Rabbi Yossi says, in our case, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said patur, right? And there we should have said patur. So now Gemara is like this. So what's going on over here? Our question here was, we understood Rabbi Yossi perfectly. So Gemara said, but can you already say that Rabbi Yossi, the reason is Shema Gizav Avodahu? In other words, that we would have thought what? We would have thought that is Rabbi Yossi saying that you chayev, that you patur for a gizav avoda, and therefore we had to learn that even he says you chayev. In other words, Rabbi Yossi seems to partially Rabbi Yossi is chayev, is mechayev. I forgot the ein chayev nami patur. Anybody with me? Hey, you understand my problem here? If you don't mind, I'm